Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to bring in a different Scott, Scott Westerman, Executive Director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association here, Homecoming Week 2010. Hello, Scott.
Really digging the album version of Peace of Mind by Boston there. Sounds good for a rainy afternoon in Michigan. Huh?
Sounds like something you would have played from this very seat.
That's probably right, actually. But it was a lot later, after midnight, when they let me on here over there.
In another life, Scott Westerman cut his broadcast teeth here at WILS, and it moved on to bigger and better things. Scott, I want to talk to you a little bit about homecoming 2010, and how much easier and more pleasant your life is this week after what happened last Saturday in Ann Arbor.
Well, you know, homecoming week is actually the busiest week ever for the Alumni Association. All us. We got all kinds of stuff going on, from the grand award ceremony tomorrow night at Gulf Center, where we honor distinguished alumni from around the world, to the Green and White Brush on Saturday morning. We're with the homecoming court at halftime. We got the parade Friday night. It's just one thing after another. And you know what? I'm going to be glad when it's Sunday.
You know, a lot of people are not aware that this is the 100th anniversary of the homecoming concept. And it began on October 15th, 1910, at the University of Illinois. So Friday night is officially the 100th anniversary of the first homecoming.
Well, and it's a big anniversary for us. I'm trying to remember the number. It's either the 20th or the 30th anniversary of the homecoming parade for us here in East Lansing.
Okay.
A great tradition, and we have something like 120 floats and a half a dozen bands and all kinds of good-looking people riding in open cars, so hopefully it won't be raining on Friday night.
Well, that winds its way through East Lansing, down Grand River, and then onto campus, correct?
Yes, it'll go into the Collingwood entrance, and we end up just a little bit south of campus. It's great fun. I actually had the honor of being in the parade last year as the national board president, and it's as much fun to be a spectator as it is actually to be in the parade. There's just literally thousands and thousands of people lining the sidewalks and streets of Grand River and East Lansing, and it's a fun time for all.
Scott, how do you come up with a theme? We know that you've had a lot of great grand marshals we have seen here. We certainly remember when James Caan was here, and a lot of people still smiling and laughing about Kermit. But when you come up with the grand marshal and the theme for the parade, how do you put that all together?
We actually have a committee that spends the better part of 2 or 3 months trying to figure out what the theme should be. And our committee this year came up with the Space Odyssey theme, which seems to be absolutely perfect for the the engineering prowess that we have, the newly ranked above MIT engineering school that we have here, and just a ton of smart people at MSU. So we'll be looking for Sparty in his space helmet on Friday night.
Well, it's very interesting you say that, because Midnight Madness for the basketball program is also Friday night over at Breslin Center. It starts at 10:30, and you know, they always find a way to highlight Tom Izzo, whether he's rappelling in or he's doing something else, coming in a race car. And a lot of times it has to do with where the Final Four is that year. Of course, next year it's in Houston, so, you know, you can put two and two together, and you might have a shot of Sparty and Tom Izzo together in their outfits.
Well, you know, I'm not allowed to say anything, but all I can say is that anything can happen that night, and it will be sure to be memorable.
All right, how many alumni come back for homecoming weekend, Scott?
Well, you know, we never ever get an exact count, but my guess is that we will probably have in the neighborhood between 10 and 15,000 alumni that are not normally on campus for a football game that will be here this weekend. It's almost impossible to get a hotel room, and there are so many micro events going on around campus. I think the last time I counted, we had 127 different alumni reunion-type events, from small to the large, going on at MSU. What a great week to be a Spartan, too, after last Saturday's wonderful victory. And, you know, today I actually got the first call asking about a Rose Bowl tour. but I didn't take it because I didn't want to. I didn't want to jinx it.
Yeah, you'll wait a couple weeks for that. Wait till after the Iowa game.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right, though. I think that over the past few days, I don't recall a more positive feeling walking around yesterday on campus. I mean, it was an absolutely picture-perfect, pure Michigan State day. And it just had the win over Michigan. Basketball season is starting, the number one team in the country. So much going on in terms of the academic world and new construction on campus. We know about FRIB coming in and what that's going to mean economically to the community. You know, your job isn't that bad these days.
Well, it makes it a lot easier when you have a successful athletics program. That's for sure. And we're at an all-time high in the membership for the MSU Alumni Association this week. I don't know if there's a cause and effect to that, but it's a great time to have your national board coming into town. When you're showing that you've grown 12% in the last 6 months in your membership, they're pretty happy people.
Well, let's talk about that for just a minute. And if someone is an MSU alum and has never joined the Alumni Association, maybe not really familiar with the services that are provided, and there are a lot of them. Let me tell you, the facilities at the stadium are used for a lot more than seven game day Saturdays. But if someone wants to know more about that, they can go online. Tell us how they can educate themselves.
Well, it's very easy. It's alumni.msu.edu, and you can take a look at the wide array of affinity arrangements that we have at the MSU Alumni Association. But really, the most powerful thing that we have is the worldwide network of Spartans. There are about 500,000 of us Spartan alumni and friends out there. And the thing that really makes us unique is that if you are an MSU alumni, you can call any Spartan anywhere in the world in whatever position that person may be in, and they will almost always take your call. I think that's really very unique to MSU. You just don't see that in any university. But there is this kind of magical bond that we Spartans have with one another that when you see somebody wearing green, makes you want to go up and hug them and give them a high five.
Yeah, and I've heard that from people who have been in Europe this summer. I certainly saw it when I was in China. I saw it when I was in Africa. And I think what you mentioned is very important in terms of networking. We spent a lot of time talking about job procurement. And maybe a person who is a Michigan State alum doesn't have a job for you but might know someone who does. So that networking among alumni is very important.
Well, our Alumni Career Services organization, which is part of the MSU Alumni Association, is pivotal to that. I mean, I just did the count, and we're coming up on having placed 6,000 people in jobs, new jobs, since the beginning of the year. Now, the great thing about what MSUAA Career Services does is that we don't discriminate. We'll help Wolverines, we'll help Broncos, we'll help Harvard grads. If you're looking for work and you need help, we can teach you what you need to know to polish the resume get the interview skills sharp, and we can connect you with the MSU Alumni Network. Out of that 6,000 people, only about half of those people were actually Spartans. About three-fourths of them live in the state of Michigan and were displaced as a result of the changes in the auto industry. So very, very powerful network that is out there for you if you are a Spartan or if you feel like you're a Spartan. And we don't discriminate at MSUAA. All you have to do is feel the Spartan spirit and act like a Spartan, and we will welcome you with open arms into the Spartan Nation.
Scott, great talking with you again, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Go Green.